On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello there. Happy Wednesday. Running a little behind here today, Michelle.
That's all right.
Having technical difficulties.
Oh, no.
Yes, of course.
Mike DeWald, if you're listening, can you? No, he's not listening.
That's all right.
All right. I'm we'll just going to have him out. Come in and help you.
No worries. I'll figure it out. Hey, folks. Do the show every Wednesday at noon.
And I forgot live, that. Live, even.
Live. I forgot that. That's why I'm late.
Right.
I didn't set my alarm.
Oh, no.
No, I was at the gym.
Oh, okay.
I had the back surgery.
Yeah? So how are you feeling? You feeling
great.
Better?
Yeah.
You're moving a lot better.
Yeah. I always wondered why we had recumbent bikes. Those are the ones you sit down in.
Uh-huh.
In a seated position, and then you...
Right.
For people with bad backs.
Ah, yeah.
And
okay.
I own a bike shop, too. Crazy.
Are you going to get yourself one of them?
No, I'm just doing a stationary version.
Okay.
Trying to get strong.
Yeah.
Hey, should we do... We do have a good show today.
Yes.
It's actually an interesting topic that I didn't really ever, never really thought of in preparation for natural disaster or even just a localized losing your house to a fire or a flood or earthquake. Got a guest that started a business to help people navigate the process of the insurance claims and also organizing their personal property and records a little bit better.
Okay, yeah.
Pretty interesting. His name is Stieg Westerberg. Hey, Stieg, thanks for calling in today.
Oh, George, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, Stieg contacted us a couple weeks ago and said, hey, I've got this company that might be of interest to your listeners. And I did a little bit of research on it, found it to be really actually quite interesting. And so, Stieg, tell us about this this product, this service you offer.
Well, happy to, George. And, you know, this service is really aimed at helping people prepare for and recover from a disaster. And so it's all about... creating lists of pictures, photos, videos of possessions, scans of receipts, any paper-based documentation you may want, tax returns, the closing documents on your house or your mortgage, anything like that, that should a fire, a flood, a landslide, anything take out your house, you have access to it. You know exactly what you own. You're able to demonstrate it to people via our service. You can send them copies of it, etc. But go way beyond that, because it can be organized into a cohesive home inventory list, in essence, or small business list, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not restricted just to your house. It's any possessions that you own.
Yeah. So how long has this been around?
Well, I started this in 2014 because I went through a house fire.
Yeah, up in Hillsburg, right?
I experienced, you know, being on the wrong side of the insurance company and them coming in and saying, hey, you know, write down on this piece of paper everything that was in that house, you know, make model, serial number, as good a description as you can give us, where you bought it, how much you paid for it, and let's face it, you know, how many people have that documentation at their fingertips.
Yeah.
And if you, whatever you did have, typically, poof, you know, went up in smoke with the fire. And so I started looking at that and understanding that in order to protect myself, and then I thought, hey, you know what, I want to help others be protected, you really need to figure out ways of having that information in advance.
I think, you know, accidental or disaster preparedness is something that most people just simply don't ever get around to doing. And I remember having a conversation with a really good friend of mine who happens to live in Ventura. And it was 2 days before Thanksgiving. We're having lunch. And he said, God, did you have anything ready? Were you ready to go? And I said, no, I was actually out of town. And I said, God, if I could ever do it again differently, I'd be better off prepared. And he said, yeah, you know, I think I should too. 2 weeks later, he's one of the first neighborhoods evacuated.
Seriously,
and he didn't, of course, you know, he didn't. So how do you get around that, Stieg? You know, the reality of people is we're procrastinators. How do you get the message out to make this as easy as possible for people?
Well, the ironic thing is that we're seeing a massive uptick in wide-scale disasters. And so it's not really that I have to get around and tell people you really should do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's that nature is telling them, hey, you need to be doing this. And once you've seen your neighbor go through it or once you've gone through it, you're a believer.
Right.
And, you know, from that point on, you know, people want to use this. And plus, with a great service that like AltoServe, it makes it easy. And so it's not this big laborious process you have to think about where you're going to go around gathering this information. And I'd like to put out there that we're time neutral for those who have not prepared in advance, right? If you've had that fire and they hand you the piece of paper, you're going to write it all down anyhow. Why not go right up to into the AltaServe system and record it there? Because once you've done that, that one of the most critical aspects of the claim happens in stage two, and that is valuing everything that you've listed.
So
we have relationship. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to just jump in and let people know, if you just tuned in, we're listening to Stieg Westerberg. He's the CEO of a company called AltaServe, and you can find them at altoserve.com. Actually, a local company here out of Hillsburg, right, Stieg?
That is correct.
And
yeah.
and I think it's an interesting backstory, which is that, as you mentioned, you started this because you lost your home in Hillsburg. Now we have, yeah, you know, 5,100 single-family residences and residential homes lost here in Sonoma County. I know it's a new company. Did you have local clients here, customers here that you were able to help?
We have people locally. We have people across the U.S. And so, you know, that's the benefit of a cloud-based business. Mm-hmm. We're able to service people anywhere. Mm-hmm. We do focus just on the U.S. We've mm-hmm. not looked at expanding to include Canada and mm-hmm. places like that. Mm-hmm. And let's face it, anybody anywhere can store information in the system, but right. it's this next step, which is really U.S.-centric, and that is valuing. So, mm-hmm. you know, we've gone out and developed relationships with 3,100 retailers, and we're continuing to add to that. And we sync their systems with our database. We're able to value somebody's possessions very rapidly.
So let me ask you a question. I'm user George Adair. Consider myself to be a little bit brighter than the average cat, but not necessarily an internet genius. And I'm a regular consumer and shopper of goods on the internet. Yep. How does it work? In other words, are you syncing up my shopping cart on Amazon to the AltaServe? Or what happens? How do you get that data into AltaServe?
Well, okay, so the data gets in a variety of ways, mm-hmm. but the most predominant method is that when somebody purchases something that they want to have record of, mm-hmm. they'll take a picture of the receipt and they'll upload it to the account.
Okay.
So that's the most popular method of getting it there. Take pictures of your items, walk through your house, shooting pictures and video, upload all that, and that gets you a starting point.
Okay, so you got the starting point, then you upload it, and then does that data get scanned and read over, kind of like business card readers or other, TurboTax reads your receipts? How does that data get into AltaServe?
Yeah, so once it's uploaded into the system, then the individual links it together, right? So you'll have a photograph of a wall of your house, you know, mm-hmm. your bookcase with stuff on it. You'll have to link the descriptions to those various items. It's not like it's a portrait of an individual and there's just one thing in the picture. There's multiple things in the pictures.
Okay.
And so you link that together. A human has to do that linkage. There's no technology out there that will identify all that individually, although we are working on ways that we think will benefit that and take even more of the burden off the individual.
I can't imagine, so many people were so busy, especially with families. I can't imagine people, going and connecting all those dots, frankly. I mean, I'm not trying to challenge you. You've got an innovative product here, but I've got to figure there's got to be a way for you to dynamically allocate your purchase on an internet website where you say you're connected to 3,100 retailers automatically do it.
We're connected to the retailers for the products that they're selling mm-hmm. because of privacy rules. We are not connected into their purchase history, right?
Gotcha.
So,
yeah,
it's not like we can see every purchase you've done at Amazon. What we can see is Amazon's catalog of goods available for sale. And so based upon the items that you've recorded in your system, we look at Amazon and we look at, 3,099 other retailers out there, and we come back and we say, here's the value of what you have in your house, your home, your office, whatever. And that's a very important part because the carriers, look, they're looking to minimize losses. And so they're going to look for retailers that perhaps you wouldn't normally be purchasing from. The idea is to reduce the value of that claim as much as possible.
Okay, so you basically have a database management software tool that helps people to catalog, record their property, and then hopefully makes it easy for them when there's an event. I'm not sure how different that is than any sort of massive cloud-based storage system. Maybe you could help me connect that dot?
Oh, hugely different. Okay. So here's one way to think about it.
Like Dropbox, for example, just to...
Yeah, exactly. Okay, you got a Dropbox account, and every time you make a purchase, you do a quick screen grab of the online receipt, and then you save that file into Dropbox. Uh-huh. That's the equivalent of having your paper receipts, and you throw them all into a shoebox.
No. So, well, I mean, that's not fair. Shoebox is not cloud-based computing. Dropbox is. And so if I lose my house and my shoebox, I lose it.
Your shoebox is in a secure location so it didn't get burned up in the fire, right?
Okay.
Right? Because that's the difference, right? You open up your Dropbox folder and you look at, okay, I now have, 4,000 files in here. Mm-hmm. What do I do with those?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Where that's the unique framework that we bring to it. Everything is organized and brought together, and you're looking at it through a UI that presents things by room in your house.
Okay.
So that there's the photograph of the item, there's the description of the item, there's the receipt of the item.
Yeah.
And it's different than just using the Finder on your Mac to look at, hey, I have, multiple thousands worth of files sitting here.
So you're helping people catalog it, like I said. Well, I think it's a good product. I'm going to head to commercial break here in just a sec. But Stieg Westerberg, he's got an interesting product. I'll let the consumers check it out for themselves at altoserve.com. I think, as time goes on, hopefully the technology gets a little sharper for people, more user-friendly. And I think it's a great idea, and I'll be interested in following through. Stieg Westerberg, thanks so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. All right, folks, we're going to come back with Megan Creed, and she's at Bradley Real Estate. She's got an open house this Sunday. I'm going to go to it also.
Nice.
I'm going to be there. It's a friend of ours selling a house in Windsor. I'm George Adair. Stick around. We'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
Hey, Sonoma County. This is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans, and I'm proud to present a loan program exclusively offered by Bay Equity. We call it Giving to Heroes. Giving to Heroes is a loan program offered to our local heroes, including firefighters, teachers, police officers, public safety, veterans, and healthcare professionals. Active or retired, Giving to Heroes from Bay Equity Home Loans is giving back to those who serve our country and our local community. If you're considering buying or selling or even refinancing your home, you may be able to save thousands of dollars. For details and availability of this wonderful program, please visit the Giving to Heroes website at givingtoheroes.net or call us at 707-583-8100. Again, 583-8100. Bay Equity is your home for loans. Call 583-8100. 8100.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. Do this every Wednesday at noon. Catch the podcast at ksro.com. And, the podcasts are kind of cool. It gives you a little summary. You always do a great job of putting those together for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you a summary of the show so you can see. This show's not about endorsing products or endorsing people. It's about sharing ideas. And some are, maybe sharper than others. Gentleman we just spoke to has a neat idea. What I get concerned about, Michelle, is does innovation... Does it really meet consumer behavior sometimes? Sometimes we overthink how we can automate things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it's hard to record all of your items that you possess and then evaluate them for the one in a tens of thousands chance that you would actually ever use it.
Right.
I think people don't have that connection. But if you can find a tool, like maybe AltoServe is that tool to make that easier.
Right. Or just to have that impetus, the idea that, okay, now, while I have a few minutes, can I take pictures of everything that's in this room?
Right.
You know, just like at least do a surface picture, you know, right. Turn around, turn again, take a picture so that can jog your memory if something should happen.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think this show is about just, that segment was about just reminding people to stay organized, mm-hmm. stay vigilant about what you own. And that way, when you do get into the process of trying to make a claim, you're better prepared.
Yeah.
So again, many thanks to Stieg Westerberg of AltoServe.com, a local business. We like supporting local businesses. Mm-hmm. I hope I didn't beat him up too bad.
No, you had good questions. Yeah,
good questions, right?
Yeah.
It's a startup business.
Sure.
You should connect with Amazon. I think that's a winning idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he'll be able to do that. Hey, we have another great local guest, great friend of mine, Megan Creedon. She is the top, I can go top because she won the top producer award for all of Bradley Real Estate.
Wow.
See, she usually wins for Sonoma County.
Local, yeah.
Yeah, but now she won for all of Bradley Real Estate.
What a big deal you are, Megan.
Thanks for joining us.
I'll be signing autographs after the show.
That's great. Hey, Megan, so congratulations on that honor. So you are ahead of the class. Nice.
Yes, out of Sonoma, Marin, and Napa County. So 11 offices and over 600 agents.
So the other agents, I'm sure, hold you in high esteem, and so do agents throughout the community. What is it that you do to separate the way you represent clients? You know, what is it? What's the winning edge that you have? Because I want to attribute your top producer award is really based on volume. It means you're doing a lot of transactions, right? So yeah. What is it that you do differently to set yourself apart when you're representing your clients?
I know this sounds totally silly, but it is absolutely the truth. I pick up my phone.
No. Wait, you don't text? You don't hide behind your text?
I don't hide behind my text. You know, I can't tell you how many people say, oh my gosh, when they call me, you picked up your phone. You know, I called such and such agent or this agent or that, and nobody calls me back. You pick up your phone. I didn't even have to leave you a message.
Yeah.
I often, you know, equate my success that I treat my business like I'm a doctor on call. Sometimes it's midnight and you have a client that can't sleep because they have this dying question, and they'll text or call me and they'll say, I'm so sorry. And they'll say, oh my God, I didn't know you would pick up. And it means that they can sleep that night. And the fact that I deliver that service so that somebody could get a good night's sleep, or that they know they could get that last question, that I pick up my phone, I answer my text messages, and I don't say that I'm returning calls after 12 o'clock and 4 o'clock that day. Mm-hmm. I take your call right away and I answer your concerns. And I swear that is a huge part of my success, is my communication with my clients.
It's like real estate triage, but it's not just your clients. I know that you do that for me when I call you with clients, but also other realtors need to get a hold of you. You're accessible. That's a huge thing.
Absolutely.
Accessibility is big. I had somebody call me on Monday. I took Monday off because I think it should be a holiday. So why not?
After Super Bowl.
So my wife and I dropped the kids off at school and we went out to Bodega and we had a fantastic brunch and just hung out and enjoyed the beautiful weather. Anyways, I had a client, hopefully a future client, call me, very nice lady. She said, oh, you answered your phone. And I said, well, yeah. You know, like, of course I answered my phone, you know.
Right.
And you're right, Megan, that is such a shocker for people today. And text messaging has really done so much to fit in, 120 characters. And these are complicated transactions. Mm-hmm. Just, yeah. You can't do it in a text message always.
No, you can't. And I just, you know, people are busy. And if you really prioritize this job and you make your clients a huge priority within your life and make them feel like family in their transaction, treat them like you would a family member, they will continue to come back to you and refer you. And that has been the key to success for me.
So let's talk about, you know, helping people be successful in selling and buying real estate. You've got this home that's coming up for open house. Are we giving out the address yet?
We are.
Okay. So tell us about Mallory Avenue. This Sunday is going to be open, right?
This is going to be a very big open house. And it is at 490 Mallory in Windsor. Mm-hmm. And what's great about this house is it's four full bedrooms, mm-hmm. and 2.5 bathrooms. And it's on a really large corner lot with a brand new swimming pool, brand new landscaping throughout the back. And it has really stunning renovations throughout the whole inside of the house, including a six-burner gas stove, mm-hmm. A built-in refrigerator, just beautiful tile flooring. The master's been renovated, the bathrooms, the garage. They've actually implanted this screen, so when your garage door is open, you can shut this screen so that you can kind of still see out or open up for ventilation.
You got to really like your garage to want to hang out in there and have a screen, because I've seen the pool. This got a great pool deck, outdoor barbecue. It's amazing. This property is quite stunning. So what's the open house time frame on Sunday?
So Sunday, it is going to be open from 1 to 4 or from 1 to 3, and it is the first opportunity that anybody can get in to see the property. And it will be listed at $799, which really is a steal when you see all of the upgrades that have been done to this property.
Yeah, it's looking to be pretty amazing, actually. So you know, let's talk about availability inventory right now. Pretty tight out there. What are people doing? What are you seeing? What are some of the trends right now? Are we getting more and more inventory? Is it still pretty flat?
It's still pretty flat, and people are absolutely scrambling.
Yeah.
There just isn't anything out there, and you know, people are getting 6 to 15 offers on properties that are in the, I'd say, like $450,000 to $700,000 range.
I heard of someone that had 27 offers on their house the other day.
Yeah, this is what's happening, and even the properties that are over $1 million are still getting, you know, 3, 4, 5 offers.
Yeah.
So it's a multiple offering market still. There's not a lot of inventory, and there isn't promise that a ton is coming up. So if you're thinking about selling, this is a great time, because if you'd like to see 15 offers sitting in your lap, this is the time to do it. If you're thinking of buying, then you really need to work with people who know the market and know how to strategize, like George and myself, so that we can get you in first position when there are multiple offers.
I think that's an important part of the conversation. You know, we had a conversation with a gentleman about technology before you called in, Megan, and technology has its role in our everyday life. But I got to tell you, technology does not play a top role in finding real estate. And representing yourself to buy a house, and it certainly doesn't play a role in representing yourself to get a home loan. Do-it-yourself lending and do-it-yourself real estate is a decade out. The reason for that is it's too freaking complicated,
yeah.
Michelle.
Yeah.
There's just too much, and you have to have the intelligence behind the conversation with an agent. You have to have to understand what the disclosure laws are. You can't just leave it to the seller to disclose, you know, what they feel like it. They're, you know, representation on both sides is so important. And so, you know, having that dynamic team of a lender and realtor that work together is really critical. And that's not necessarily just a self-serving comment. That's just an industry-wide comment. So many people think, oh, we're going to go to Rocket Mortgage to get our home loan. I'm going to go buy my house through Zillow. No.
Right. They think if they save 0.5% on something that, you know, they've really won, but really they've done themselves a disservice, because you have somebody who's completely, you know, not aware of the local market and what is happening here, that just saved you a couple dollars. And what did you really get at the end of that? So
yeah,
you pay for what you get.
Michelle, you had a good question.
Oh, I was just wondering, with all the news that we were watching here this week with the stock market and the huge declines and just how things are bouncing around, is this affecting rates a lot right now?
It is, and rates affect the market. So, you know, I'm like the guy who's got his TV on in the back, and I'm like not looking
right,
at these kids.
Right, one eye.
In the movie theater, I got one eye, and I got my fingers split open, so I don't really see it. Yeah, you know, Megan's going to see this a lot more in the real estate side of things. I see it, of course, in the finance side. Real estate is definitely impacted by interest rates because of affordability. So, you know, on a $600,000 purchase price, say someone's putting down a minimal amount, that 0.8%, 0.5% to 0.25%, it, you know, may only impact your monthly payment by like $50 to $60 a month.
Okay.
But when it goes up to 0.5%, it could affect it by $100, $120, $150 a month.
Okay.
So the payment threshold that people feel like they can't exceed is definitely something that's a problem in Sonoma County. I mean, Megan, we're seeing people, you're seeing people sell their house and move out of the area, right?
Correct.
And when they do that, they take the money and they run. And I talked about this last week. That's not healthy for Sonoma County. Actually, Sonoma County needs to get its act together. We need to figure out how to attract more industry. We've got to stop just focusing on viticulture and wineries and hospitality. We have got to also bring in other industry with also blue-collar employment. Because, you know, the folks are going to leave and they're just never going to come back. I mean, Megan, are you seeing houses in the $400,000 to $500,000 price range anymore?
No, doesn't exist. And people, when they call me and say that their budget is anywhere between $400,000 to $500,000, I don't think that house even exists. And if it does, it's actually going to sell. If it's, let's say, $450,000, it's going to go for $530,000.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I will say, I'm gonna throw a curveball at Megan because she's sharp enough to handle this. She is connected with a couple of builders, and she's going to be taking names and numbers, right, Megan? Because you've got
Correct.
A couple hundred. You're going to have access to a couple hundred new homes that should be hitting the market in the next 6 months to 2 years. Did I get that right?
Correct.
Yep. Okay.
So I'm working with a couple of the largest developers, not only in the state of California, but also in the nation. And I have 300 plus brand new construction homes that will be hitting the market in Sonoma and Napa counties that will really be healthy for our area because of the lack of inventory.
So I imagine, like any good real estate agent, you're starting to take sort of the information, contact information of prospective buyers. How do people get a hold of you?
Megan Creedon, 707-280-4772. You can call me and I can give you information about upcoming projects and what's going to be ready first, square footage, price, and you could be the first in the door for these.
And what kind of price range? But tease it a little bit. I know we're really in the infant stage of this. What's the price ranges you're going to be seeing these at, listing these at?
They're going to be high fives to probably mid sevens at the highest.
Uh-huh. And throughout Sonoma and Napa?
This is going to be Santa Rosa, Napa, and Petaluma.
Wow. So, folks, that's no joke. So the top producer for Bradley Real Estate gets these types of relationships, and that's why it's important to understand that I bring guests on that bring value to you, the listener. And Megan Creedon is no joke. Bradley Real Estate, top producer, several hundred new home listings coming out. If you want to get on her list, call her at 707-280-4772. Hey, and I might even help pre-approve you if you want.
I was just going to say.
But more importantly, you know, there's a lot of cash buyers. There's a lot of people that are just trying to figure out what their next steps are. This is a great resource for our community. These new homes that are coming in is going to be huge. Megan Creedon, love you so much. Always enjoy having you on the air. And great job. I'm looking forward to seeing you. I'll be at the open house this Sunday. And that address, again, is 490 Mallory Avenue in Windsor. Check it out. It's also on our Facebook page. I got to go. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye.